Welcome to Washington in Focus. I'm your host, Brett Davis, the Center Square's Washington State editor. Joining me today is reporter Spencer Pauley. You recently wrote about the Seattle City Council voting to use $1.5 million on ShotSpotter, which is a police surveillance technology that is supposed to differentiate between the sounds of gunshots and other similar sounds, so as to make the response of law enforcement more efficient. I didn't even know this technology existed, I'll admit. But there are a few controversies over the city's decision. First of all, some people wanted the money to go elsewhere. And secondly, there are concerns about the technology itself. Can you give us some details?
Sure. So four Seattle City Council members were in favor of moving the $1.5 million dedicated to the ShotSpotter technology, instead of going towards services for the tiny house villages throughout the city of Seattle. These council members said the $1.5 million is a waste of money because this technology does not work. There's a few studies that were cited during the council meeting about how it's inefficient and how other cities have dropped it. Here's a list of some major cities that have, include New Orleans, Dayton, Ohio, and Trenton, New Jersey. San Antonio also dropped it. And notably, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson promised to rid of ShotSpotter as a study on the city found that 90% of the alerts in the city were false positives.
90%?
90%. So that's a lot of...
That is a lot of false positives.
That's a lot of, you know, waste of, you know,
police resources. Right. And exactly. People who really need help presumably aren't getting it.
Yeah, exactly. So as, you know, Seattle is working on the 2024 budget adjustments, that was considered. However, the amendment to switch those funds was denied by the majority of the city council. This goes along with Mayor Bruce Harrell's initiative to create more resources for the police to reduce gun violence. Last year was a really record-breaking year for violence in general and just crime throughout the city. And so when I reached out to the mayor's office, they said that Harrell believes that the city just needs every possible option to reduce gun violence, and that includes ShotSpotter.
Even though the program itself seems to have a spotty record?
Yes, even though studies show that it does not work. So
how did people on the council justify their vote? I know you talked to the mayor's office, but what did the people who voted for it on the council, what do they have to say given the program's dubious track record?
You know, that's what's interesting, Brett, because a lot of the four council members who spoke out against the ShotSpotter, none of the council members that were for really had much to say about it. They just at one point I was, pre-writing my story as I was listening to the council meeting saying this is going to get approved. But instead, once it got to the vote, five of the council members voted against it. I think they're just kind of siding with the mayor. And, you know, the majority of the city government is just ready to provide police with whatever they can, even though I guess these studies show this. But the four city council members that were against it, you know, some of their claims is amongst the inaccuracies of the technology. It also just, targets communities of color and it creates over policing in certain neighborhoods, which can cause some other issues as well. And, lead down a path to, protests and what have you.
Right. Like Seattle needs more protests.
Exactly. Right. And I think you just might see a cycle, but who knows? I mean, there are still cities that use ShotSpotter. Whether or not they think it's effective, I don't know. But it seems like despite a lot of cities going against it, Seattle's like, let's do it. Let's go with ShotSpotter and see if it works.
I feel like maybe they're trying anything then get their hands on because, they have an officer shortage and whatnot.
Exactly. And, Mayor Harrell's budget adjustments also include automatic license plate readers, CCTV cameras, anything at the police's hand to help. So this includes the ShotSpotter.
So is there a timeline for when ShotSpotter will be implemented?
It will be implemented next year with the $1.5 million, allowed by the city. So I think you're going to start seeing, I don't know if it's going to be January 1st, you're going to start seeing this implemented, but throughout the year, you're going to start seeing it. So that'll be something I will continue to look into.
I'll be curious to see if this makes the problem better or worse, given the experience of some other cities and that 90% false positive figure you cited earlier.
Right. We'll see if the city of Seattle is seeing, you know, improvements with faulty technology.
More just for you.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Spencer. Listeners can keep up with this story and more at thecentersquare.com. For Spencer Pauley, this is Brett Davis. Please subscribe and thanks for listening.